Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
We have a little situation tonight, and that is the situation wedding. And plus, we have some juicy news and gossip for you guys. Don't go anywhere. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, guys?
What up, what up?
It is the big day. It is. It's not just Jersey. It's literally, how do we say, like, wedding day? It's just wedding day.
Wedding day.
Yeah, it is wedding day, guys.
Situation day.
Yes.
Aww. We have the situation day. Guys, we have an amazing show for you because we obviously are going to be breaking down this episode and talking about the one and only situation's wedding. And we also have some juicy news and gossip for you guys. Is Snooki quitting Jersey Shore? We'll get to you that, and we'll also be talking about whether or not Jen makes an appearance at the wedding. The one and only big bad Jen.
Dun, 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 dun. Dramatic music, please.
So what were you guys' overall thoughts of the episode?
It was long.
It was very long, yes.
These two-hour episodes,
no,
man.
No, I loved it. It was really emotional. We love Mike, the situation, and just to see him. I love the flashbacks, because I think, Benny, you said this earlier when we were watching it. Mm-hmm. It's cool to see the flashbacks, to see how crazy everybody was, and to see how they are 10 years from now. So I loved the episode.
Yeah, I loved it. And like I said, like you said, the flashbacks were amazing. But honestly, I was just waiting for Jen to come. I was like, when is she coming? Commercial break. All right, she's going to come. She's going to be in after this commercial. Next commercial break, she finally showed up. We really didn't see that much drama from her, but I guess they're going to save that for the next episode. But I thought it was overall a good episode.
This episode got me really emotional, especially when I was looking at Mike's face, you know, just beforehand, before like it started, he was getting in his feelings, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in my feelings
too. You guys were crying.
My eyes were literally watering up. Like, I felt like my lashes were going to pop off.
I had the chills. Like, I literally was in my seat like this. I was like, look at our boy. Like, we act like we know them.
Right.
Like,
we're family.
Yeah, like, we are. And that's why I think this show is so great and why they're doing so well, because they make you feel like family, whoever's at home. Like, I don't think we're the only ones that are, like, feeling that way. So, yeah, they're amazing. Ronnie and Paul are... Ronnie opens up to Paulie and Vinny, kind of about his situation, and he was going on saying that it's maybe a cry for help, kind of, I guess he wanted some sympathy from them. What did you guys think about that whole conversation?
I don't know. It's just like every time when Ronnie speaks, I just get so pissed off. I mean, just the things that he says, it just doesn't make sense a lot of the times. What he said that just really threw me off, he posts, his reason for posting his drama on social media is as a cry for help. He's like, oh, I didn't want it to be made a joke or a laughing situation. I use that as a cry for help so you guys would reach out. I mean, who does that? If you want your family, your friends to reach out and support you and help you, give them a phone call. Shoot them a text. That's exactly what Paulie said in response to that. So it's obviously, he just puts it out there because he wants the attention, because clearly it turns into the Ronnie and Jen show all the time.
Yeah, and they're attention seeking. I feel like if you're in the sane mind to say, I did this for a cry for help, obviously you know that something's wrong and you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So if your big ass at 35, however Ronnie is purposely saying, I'm doing this for you guys to pay attention to me, you're obviously, it's like Ronnie is one of those people, and you know, last season, I was like, I love Ronnie. Y'all know I love Ronnie. Ronnie's just one of those people who loves pain and he loves drama. Mm. And he's one of those people who feeds off of it. And I think, honestly, him and this girl, his baby mama, they feed off the drama. They feed off of it on social media. Mm-hmm. So he knew what he was doing. He was posting because he knew it was going to get the clicks and he knew they were going to be in the headlines. It's like, it turns them on for some reason. And I'm just like, Ronnie, enough's enough. People are going to get over it and over you.
Yeah. I see. I think I said this, like, last episode, last after show or a couple after shows, that this reminds me of when people post on Facebook about their drama-filled lives. Yeah. It's exactly like this. He's just posting it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it's like you guys said, he just wants the attention. I don't think it's a cry for help. I think he likes the attention that he gets. And it's working. It's putting more camera time on him. We were all saying this is the Ronnie show.
We're still talking about it.
Yeah. This is like the Ronnie season so far.
It really is. Well, even Paulie, I wrote down, he goes, you ever think about deleting Instagram? And you know how he laughs and they all like do the jokes and... I mean, but it's true.
It's off of social media.
It's an accurate thing to ask. And yeah, it's not just this season's The Ronnie Show. It's been like this for a while now.
Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't make sense how he keeps saying like, oh, I need help, guys. I need help. When clearly... I think one of them said, I think it was Paulie. Every time Paulie says, like, he speaks truth, for real. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, he's like saying, we have told you many times, we've tried to help you. They're at the end of their rope. Like, there's nothing more that they can do. Because, honestly, they can't help you. You can only help yourself.
Yeah.
That's basically it. So, and Ronnie does not help himself at all. Clearly. Yeah.
I don't think Ronnie really wants help. I think he likes where he's at right now. I think he's loving this attention. And he's just saying stuff. He's just saying what he thinks the roommates want to hear.
Yes. Why would you like to be in that kind of situation?
Because it's hot for them. Because think about it. They probably have hot sex. They're TMZ's number one click story when this show is trending. When this show comes back every season, it's always about Ron. Remember, it was always about Mike acting up. It was always about Snooki acting up. Now that it's all about Ron, and Jen, they're always on TMZ, fam. Yeah. And this is probably like a turn on for them when they're like, yes, let's kill each other now. Have
and
sex.
I wouldn't be surprised, but like the more popular he gets, the bigger paycheck that probably gets. You know?
Listen, working in production, if you're a good producer, you know how to produce people. And Ronnie, I know, has that producer mind where he's like, I'm giving them what they want.
Right.
We love it. And unfortunately, there's a baby who's going to be put in the middle. And she has like a 10-year-old son, which is unfortunate. And I just think they need to get off of social media.
Well, moving on to something a little bit more positive, Mike and Lauren are having a little get-together before, or the night before. And my favorite part of this whole situation that just worked out too perfectly was the flashbacks, how they were just talking about, like, I can't believe that this wedding day is happening, and just the flashbacks to Mike, and I think the ones with Mike and Ronnie, which we were predicting. I like took the headphones off. I was like, guys, do you remember when Mike bashed his head in Italy? And then they did that flashback, and like, I mean, I know what you guys are gonna say, but I still have to ask anyway, how proud of you are Mike that he is like a different human being?
So proud. I'm saying we as if it's me and Mike in this situation. But I mean, I'm just so emotionally invested in, because, you know, we've all been watching for years and years and years. We've watched all the season. We've watched them, especially Mike, evolve and change into a better person. And, you know, I felt like I was with him on this journey, and just seeing him, and just, he's all about positivity, even with this whole Ron and Jen situation. Mm-hmm. He's just like, oh, you know what? It's fine. It's all cool. Just positive vibes. And that's like the Ron I love seeing. Like, not Ron. Oh my God. Oh, what's his name?
Mike.
Oh my God.
One of these days, though. One of these days will be Ron.
I'm hoping it will be Ron.
Ron is going to be in Mike's shoes.
Oh my goodness, please.
I do agree with you. To me, Mike can do no wrong. What were we calling him like the season before? Like, not the situation, but like, it was something else. Something to do with positivity.
The inspiration.
Yes. I just love how motivating and sweet he is. And I think it's because we've just grown to love Mike and who he is. And, you know, as day one Jersey fans, we remember Mike, as he said on the phone, it's, you know, it's good to be the villain. We're now, Jen is the villain. But to see Mike getting married, it's just such a beautiful thing. He's like our brother.
Yeah. Our boy is all grown up.
Oh. We all had the chills. We were all smiling. I don't know if you guys on the other side over there were smiling like us, but I mean, we were up in our seats, and I just can't imagine what everyone like around the country or world, whoever was watching it, like what they were thinking.
So proud of him.
Yeah.
Like, would you guys ever think the day that it would be Mike standing up there talking as positive as he talks and getting married to this beautiful woman who's been like his day one, and it's Mike being super proud? Like, could you guys ever imagine that?
And a lot of people don't realize that Lauren's and the situation that they were together before the show, because I watched interviews and, like, I mean, I'm obsessed with the show, so obviously I'm aware of this. They were dating before the show, and then he went on the show and acted, you know, did whatever he did. Mm-hmm. They rekindled after. She helped him with addiction, and now they're getting married. But they were college sweethearts before the show. He is a lucky man.
Okay, very if lucky. Any of my exes or anyone from back then would like to come and save me, please come and save me. I'm here. I'm ready to get married. Let's go.
College friends, like, come holler at me. Like, oh, wait, we got history. Girl school.
The people while I was dating in college, you know what I'm saying. My exes from back then.
Who did you guys think was going to get married first?
Vinny.
Vinny,
I thought it would be Vinny.
Yeah.
Because of the type of family he had. And he just seemed like a more romantic guy.
Mm-hmm. I thought Ronnie, this is before the drama. Because I figured him and Sam would end up working out. And even if it was bad, I still thought they'd be a wedding and then they'd maybe get divorced. But, like, I really, because Ronnie's the one that always had a girlfriend the whole time. Everyone else was messing around. I thought Ronnie, not now, guys, but I'm talking about before. But yeah, it is wedding time, and I thought the cutest thing ever was how Mike comes in and gives them really creepy bobblehead dolls and so Italian socks.
I love it.
As much as it's creepy, it also is heartwarming. First of all, those bobbleheads didn't look anything like them.
I thought it was cute because it's a reminder, like, because, you know, Mike's about to go to jail in a few months after this wedding. So I think it's cute, like, if you're up late at night and you're thinking about Mike, you can just look over and see his bobblehead in the middle of the night and be super creeped out. So, I thought it was sweet to give them those type of gifts because it's sentimental. And even season one of New Jersey Shore, like, though Mike is super positive, they still were kind of going through their ish, like him and Ronnie. So to see them all come together and... they were even making fun of Mike and, like, calling him out and stuff. So I thought it was cute that he gave him the Italian socks at this very Italian wedding.
So cute.
In New Jersey.
They're definitely bros for life. So I always like that because I like people just seeing where they come from and just sticking together no matter what, you know. And they've been through a lot.
Yeah, I agree. They've been through so much, especially when they were playing those flashbacks, that huge fight that they had in Italy. I was like, I, at that time, I never thought that they were going to recover from that ever. Look at them now. He's the best man at his wedding.
RSVP.
First of all, I love their names. It's just everything about these amazing people are just amazing. But what I loved is how Mike, obviously, like, he was going to include them, but he just made them, like, a part of his day. Like, they were his best men. He didn't even have a best man. He made them his best men, and I think that shows that the show is just a show. Like, they really are friends in real life.
Right.
Not even his brothers were... one of his brothers were standing up there, so he probably was in that package, too, but... to have, like, these guys, and they've been together for 10 years, and they're really friends in real life. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they still go through the drama, as we can see, and we'll talk about that in News and Gossip, but they're really close friends. And they didn't know... imagine, like, not knowing anyone. You walk through the door, and you meet... it's like the real world. You meet 7 strangers, and 10 years later, you guys are the best of friends in people's weddings.
I love it so much.
And that's why the show is doing so well, because they get along so well, you know? It's not like a show where they're pretending to get along. These guys are actually family, and I think the viewers can see that, and I think that's why the viewers tune in and make this, like, what, the number one show in cable. So
yeah, it's super, super authentic, and it's so relatable. I'm literally so attached to their group. I feel like I'm with them.
This is like the one nostalgic thing, because, you know, right now this is like reboot year, so they're trying to reboot everything. I think this is the one thing that's actually working, because this is something nostalgic. This is something that we can all hold on to, but they, like, genuinely F with each other.
And the thing is, when it ended, it was still on a high, but I think it ended because that's when Snooki got pregnant. So there really couldn't have, back then, there really couldn't have been that same Jersey Shore, because she's pregnant, she's not going to be drinking, and she's not going to be the Snooki that, you know, we all fell in love with.
And now we love her for her.
She's still the turtle queen.
Love her for her. But DJ... what do you have to tell our After Buzzers?
Yes, After Buzzers, thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV talk. If you're on YouTube right now, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. We always appreciate the love and the support. So, yeah, and please continue to watch our shows, because this is an amazing show, obviously. We're super attached to it. So keep it going, guys.
And do you guys know what time it is? Come on.
I'm new.
T-shirt time. I don't know.
Tuxedo time.
I was close. I was close.
I literally was about to say, is it news and gossip? No, it's early.
I was going to say, Jersey. I'm new.
What did you guys think about how they couldn't tie a bow tie, and they were Googling it?
It's the cutest thing I've ever...
I'm not surprised, like, are you guys?
I don't know how to tie a bow tie.
Guidos in tuxedos? Like,
a lot
what?
Of men don't know how to tie bow ties. So I love watching other people teach guys how to do it, or like have older guys teach them, or even seeing like little boys not knowing how to do it. But you know, this is the Jersey Shore kids. They don't wear a lot of tuxedos.
Yeah.
So I mean, when they do, they look really good in it, and they all looked amazing. But I love that they were just like, we don't know what we're doing. Someone Google it. And the lady had to come through and was like, okay, let's fix this. But I thought it was cute.
But what did you guys think about... I'm laughing as I'm saying this. Uncle Nino.
Yeah.
Why was he there? The whole time I was like, why is he there? Please enlighten me, guys, of what you think about Uncle Nino making an appearance.
You know, I love seeing that crazy uncle because he is funny, but, you know, it was such a special, sacred, precious day. Yeah.
And TV don't care.
Then his mom wasn't even there.
I think she was there. I think they just weren't showing because there was a part where the two mothers were like holding each other hand in hand, but I think they just weren't on camera.
Okay.
Listen, producers are shady. First of all, in real life, you do have that crazy uncle that does go to every event. But MTV knew damn well what they were doing. They were drunk Uncle Nino, because I'm sure he wasn't on Mike's invite list. But then maybe they're so close where they do invite each other's family, where they're just like, yo, bring crazy Uncle Nino, and then Uncle Nino opens his mouth and we're like, yo, fam, what are you doing here?
I'll take Uncle Nino over Jen any day, though. If Jen was invited, then of course Nino.
Uncle Nino is TV gold.
Yeah.
And that's why they brought him on, because they know he's going to say something. He doesn't have a filter, and he's going to say whatever is on his mind.
I love that there's subtitles when he talks.
Yeah.
Like, that's poor Uncle Nino.
Well, you can see in the previews that supposedly he gets a little comfortable with Jen.
Oh, gosh.
So
that's why he was invited.
We're like, that's why. So we weren't really sure why until now we know why. And all we really see is her saying, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And it's like, so what do you mean, what are you talking about? But that's next week, guys, obviously. But, how did you feel about Angelina? All right, I wrote it down here. So there was Angelina, Dina's husband, Angelina's fiance. There's a lot of people at this table. Jen, Ronnie, the baby. That was the most awkward thing I've ever seen. That was a lot of people I just named at this little table, guys.
It was a small... Listen, my roommate and my friend always says, people will treat you the way other people talk about you, if that makes sense. So if I'm Jen and I'm walking into this room and everyone's kind of like, so to me, you're obviously all talking about me. I already know I'm full of drama. I just wouldn't. It's just so uncomfortable. I don't even know why she was there. I know why she did it, because she just wanted to be on TV and wanted to be next to Ronnie and cause drama. But again, people treat you the way other people talk about you. So if I'm pulling up to this tiny mini baby table and everyone's literally like crickets, and then Angelina's like, so about those hot dogs, as if I'm Jen, I'm like, all right, this is uncomfortable.
Right.
Everyone clearly
hates
me.
She had no shame.
Yeah.
She has no shame.
She likes playing the villain. She likes it. She
knows
that role.
It.
She does.
Knows it. She walked up in all black.
Yeah.
She knows it.
That's what's true.
And she had I just love how casual she's like, were the girls in the wedding? And everyone's like, girl. But you guys are absolutely right. She does love playing the villain.
But in like with Ronnie, you know, she knows what she's doing. She knows she's going to get good camera time and possibly a big paycheck for both of them.
20K.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know I didn't know she meant that from the show.
I think, I don't know if she was there from the show or she was just saying, like, you're going to give me 20K in, like, child support.
Yeah. That's what I thought,
Since that's not, like, Eddie Murphy. Like, he's not making...
He knows he got that money.
He ain't giving you... The judge is not giving you $20,000 of child support. This ain't, like, a rich and famous...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's backtrack it just a little bit and go into the actual wedding and walking down the aisle and all of the feelings that we got. So emotional. We saw the flower girls, which is so...
Oh,
I'm so obsessed that he asked them
babies.
To be flower girls, because what I thought was, like, beautiful was how Jenny and Nicole were like, we didn't even invite him to our wedding, and he asked them to be flower girls. They're daughters.
A big heart. Mm-hmm. I loved it because it literally was looking at Nicole and Jenny walk down the aisle. Yeah. And I like that Vinny, of course, being shady as Vinny is. He's like, this is before Botox, light bulbs, so lips, weeds.
God, I love them. So beautiful. So ridiculous.
And it's cool that Mike understands why he wasn't invited because he knows he was a different person back then. And it's cool that he doesn't hold grudges and it's cool that he's not going to be, you know, shady or anything about that.
He's the inspiration. Right.
What's Mike's sign? Exactly. I'm going to look this up.
And even Jen was saying, like, she has, like, some sort of, like, regrets now that she didn't invite Mike to the wedding, but she even said he wasn't the person who he is today.
Exactly. Oh, no. So,
guys, he's a Cancer. Sorry, I'm, like, really into science.
Wait, so I don't really know a lot about that. I know this is, like, a whole different show, but...
Astrology with Nikia.
Cancers
are known to be sensitive. Some of them can be a little cold, but they're like there's memes that make fun of them because people call Cancers really sensitive.
My sister's a Cancer, so
I love knowing that he's a Cancer.
So do you think that I would have never guessed that in the past? Do you think that that was all covered up? Like, this is the real him. It was all covered up by drinking alcohol, getting into bad habits, because I would have never thought back in the day that he was a Cancer.
I think sometimes, like, sometimes you have to grow. I think that's who he really was. I think Mike has always been a good person. That's probably why Lawrence fell in love with him before the show. But I do think he was doing drugs. He was turning up. He was young. He was partying. And he was a dick. Like, let's be real.
He really was.
And I think he had to grow because a lot of people grow and you get older and you're like, damn. Like, I reflect and I look back. And I think now that he's sober, he can look back and be like, that's not who I really was. Right. That's who he was in that moment. But I think now he's grown to be like, damn, I'm completely different. I accept that, Mike, but I'm now Michael.
Right. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, what I thought, I think my favorite part of this entire episode, where I genuinely laughed out loud, was when these guys were walking down the aisle and the commentary coming from Snooki and Jenny. Yeah. Who was it first that they were making fun of? Ronnie. Ron. They're like, why don't you smile? Yeah. Vinny was the best. They're like, ew, like you're a creep.
Like an actor.
Literally. I think the person who had the best walk was definitely Polly. He was of normal, course. Smiling, yeah. So charming as usual.
So cute.
So cute.
So cute. That's
Ron
babe.
Looked like he just got into it with Jen again. He's walking down the aisle.
I think Ron was nervous. Yeah. Maybe that's why he wasn't like
he was
smiling.
So serious.
Like, Ronnie.
But Vinny was like a pop star. Like, yeah.
Vinny got too cocky with me.
Yeah. So funny because it was I think it's the commentary coming from like Snooki, like ew, like why are you smiling, like stop smiling, like it was just
the
so
girls
funny.
Have the best commentary, but also like is it me or like not really Snooki but Jenny, they're just really open with their daughters and their daughters are so little but they talk to them like little mini adults which I love, but she's like yeah mommy peed behind the bar,
I'm like come on,
that's the crazy with the I threw that through the chair, I'm like okay, so we're gonna have like Jersey Shore like part 5 with like all the babies,
you know it's gonna happen
all they do is talk about how I don't want my kids to watch the show. I don't want them to be like you. Don't be like mommy. And then they're telling them stories about how they are.
I'm
like,
a little too open with 4-year-olds. But, hey, but I don't want to tell you about a mother.
Like, I see that point of view. But then again, like, I can see why they're telling them. So then, like, they won't be surprised or shocked when they're old enough to, like, see this stuff online.
Right.
Yeah. Or if it'll even be called online.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
It will be. We still have flying cars and we still don't. So I think we'll be all right in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And it was so adorable when Mike was up with Lauren and I think it was actually hilarious. He goes, you look fire.
Aww.
Like that. But see, I don't think I'd want my like husband to, like almost husband to say that. I'd want to be like, you look beautiful. Like I don't want to be like, you look fire.
But I love that. That's probably their way of like communicating. Right. Yeah. It's probably their cute little, because she was like, you look fire. Like that's so cute.
Well, it was just getting so emotional too, because Mike was in his confessionals, he was crying because we were wondering, was he going to cry at the wedding? We didn't really see that in the confessional. He said there were many nights he didn't think he would make it, and that basically Lauren's saved him.
Mike is one of those like stories, that comeback story, and he said, he's like, I feel like Rocky climbing those stairs in Philly, because it's a comeback story. So to see Mike here talking the fact that Mike is giving advice to Ronnie 10 years later is crazy to me, and it's Mike standing up there with Lawrence and he's crying, I think it's one of the most beautiful things, and that's why I think he's going to do great things even when he gets out of jail, because he was doing it before jail, and I think that's why the show will continue, especially with Mike, because he's a good guy. You want to root for Mike.
I never thought 10 years ago I'd be ever say this.
I can't wait for them to start having babies.
Oh, I know, little situations.
You're so cute.
And we've been talking about it. Like, apparently he's having a good time while he's in jail. Like, he's like giving like lectures to like the inmates, like positivity classes or something like that. Yes. And
envision him. Can you guys envision Mike standing there in whatever he's wearing? So, guys, this is it. No. Yeah. And, like, giving positive reinforcement. Like,
his commentary must be amazing. Because he probably helps everyone out. And he probably they say he eats good. He gained weight. Mm-hmm. They said he looks good. He's, like,
I thought he was working out.
But when you're eating good in there, you like he's probably getting big, but he's, like, right. big now. Like,
yeah. You, mm-hmm. The best is you're like, he's having a great time in jail. Like, sorry, that doesn't sound accurate to me.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's Mike.
Mm-hmm. But we actually have a lot of news and gossip for today. If you want to take it away, Benny.
Yeah. So we have some juicy news and gossip with Snooki. Apparently, they were filming, I want to say it was for the next season of Jersey Shore, where she stormed off yelling that, you know, threatening that she wasn't going to be a part of the show anymore, that she wanted to quit. Apparently, this is all from a major blowout with Angelina.
I knew it!
Dun, dun, dun!
I knew it! I said it's going to be with either Angelina or JWoww.
Right.
Whoa.
So, insiders are spilling, longtime nemesis, Snooki and Angelina, they reunited their feud, and Snooki is just not happy right now. So,
oh, no. Oh, and this is now. Oh my God! See, I'm getting so confused because I'm thinking of filming in November. What?
That's producers so... even had to like step in and try to just chill everyone down, and it got really, really heated.
They probably are so excited for the ratings of the show.
Yeah,
MTV's like, keep the cameras rolling.
They're like pumped. Yeah, they're fighting.
And let's be real, Snooki's not going to quit.
No, of course,
no, definitely not.
No.
But could we? We've seen Angelina leave twice. Could this be a third time when she leaves?
She loves this ish. Just like Jen loves being the villain.
Yeah,
Angelina loves being the new like I will. Do anything for the check, I'll start the drama.
She loves
and I
that
love
paycheck.
Angelina, but she is the like entertainment really much right now because everyone's kind of doing their thing and she's the turnip queen.
It's just so crazy how she was just because we were just talking about it last week or the week before, how she was opening up saying that she felt like the outsider and she wanted to, you know, really be a part of the group. And now this happened, kind of makes me sad a little bit.
What I think it is. I think that she just doesn't, like, this is just my opinion. Maybe she doesn't mesh well with the girls. Like, think about it. Some people are friends and they stay friends. Some people aren't. Not because of, like, fighting. Like, regardless of this, just some people just don't have, like, a connection. Like, you just don't, you're not friends with them.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, she says she's changed and stuff. But think about it. When she's just being normal Angelina, she's just literally sitting around. So does she really have a lot in common with them, I think is the question.
No, but I think also, too, with the girls. So when she first came back in, it was like, all right, show us who you are. Because we haven't seen you in 9 years. Mm-hmm. And in those 9 years, you were talking shit about it to the press and to the media.
Yeah.
So now imagine this person who's been talking shit about you for 5 to 6 years, walks into the house. You have your guard up because you're like, all right, you've been talking about my plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. You've been dragging me and my best friend. So now you're in the house. Now you want me to warm up to you. But not only that, you start acting crazy for a check. That's how I'm looking at it. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, if you really want me to get to know you, bring the fool down and let's get to know the real Angelina. Don't just turn up for the TV. But I get it. They're on TV and I get what she's doing. But it's like, sis, you can't drag me in the media and then come on the show. And then after the first season, was dragging Jenny and was beefing with her on Instagram. Mm. That's my only thing.
I'll actually give Angelina a pass for, you know, after the first season, what she did in the second season. You know, because they were all young. They were all in like
That's my first season back.
Right. But now, like, she can't really get away with any of that stuff. Because, like, they're all older and, you know, they're adults. You gotta grow up.
It's like, sis. So I can only imagine what this fight was about. I just hope that they do make up, because I like seeing them all get along and all be in a happy place. Mm-hmm. I love Angelina being in that pocket, because that's what I used to say last season. When Angelina was going off the walls, I remember I was like, I'm team her, even though she's crazy. So I hate that she's doing this, and I hate that they're fighting.
We just don't know exactly what happened, because we hear... At the end of it, I think it was Paulie, someone saying, like, oh, well, this didn't go as planned.
Right.
So I didn't think it was Angelina. I thought they were confronting... Literally, the first thing I thought is, like, are they confronting Snooki on her drinking? Is she drinking too much on the show? Because she's always spiraling, no pun intended. But I don't know. I want to see what happens before I know. We don't know exactly what's going on. Does anybody know where that was taken, though?
I seen that song. A few people were posting on their Instagram. I don't know if it was Jersey, because I seen a news thing that they were filming someplace else, and people were like, wait, why is Tooking yelling outside of my beach house? But I don't know where exactly this was happening, because there was all these people on Instagram filming them, and I think that's how TMZ picked it up, because all the pedestrians on the outside were like, wait, Jersey Shore's filming? Oh, they're fighting.
Yeah, they're not saying where it was actually being filmed. But remember, they are filming, or soon they'll be filming where you're from. Remember? It was,
Hamilton.
Yeah.
They're literally filming in my hometown. Yes. I can't even believe it. Hamilton, New Jersey, shout out.
I wonder if it was there.
It was in Hamilton.
I don't know why they're going there, no offense. I never want to go back to Hamilton.
They're trying to find all these new locations to shoot in.
But Hamilton is the most, there's nothing to do there. I grew up there.
Maybe they can break a lot of the, get away with a lot there.
Maybe. Why can't they just come to L.A.?
I know.
They were in L.A. for the spinoff, the Double Shot of Love with Pauly D and Vinny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So before we get into our special segment, is there any other news and gossip that we have today? All right, so it is time for our special segment, and that is our choice of who spiraled the most this episode. So Spiral Squad, you want to start off, Benny?
Spiral Squad, yeah. I am going to say... I'm going to give it to Vinny for his walk down the aisle.
Okay, that's a different one I was thinking.
I'm going to give it to Vinny. I'm going to change it up.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it to Ronnie, of course, because I just want Ronnie to get it together. He just is always doing the most and always in his phone. But I am happy that they didn't ruin the wedding, because I like how the crew was if they do, this is the last straw. But I'm going to give it to Ronnie, because it's like, Ronnie, you need to help yourself. No one else.
We don't know if he ruined it yet. We still have a little bit.
Oh, that
probably,
is true.
Probably not, though, because the previews, it didn't...
Probably not, but I'm giving it to Ronnie.
I know who mine is. Sorry, go.
I honestly, I'm so excited to say mine. I will definitely give it to Uncle Nino.
That's
yes! How did I forget Uncle Nino?
Oh, my God.
He was
out of control this episode.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
He's always spiraling. Every time when he's on an episode, that's definitely who I'm always going to choose.
How can I forget Uncle Nino?
That's who I was thinking.
The main one.
Before Uncle Nino, I was... Because Uncle Nino's obviously the one I was thinking of. I was thinking... It's not that big, but I'm like, maybe Jenny, because the red hair, she's getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
She's talking about being behind the bar. She's getting a little,
it's a little much.
It's a little bit. So, yeah. I mean, I figured maybe her. Yeah. But I think that Uncle Nino definitely takes the cake.
For sure.
So, it is time, before we head out, guys, let's talk about our AfterBuzz TV predictions. Ooh. Oh, they beat me to it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, want to start off, DJ?
All right, it's going to be kind of an awkward episode, I feel, with Vinny giving his speech. I think some things are going to go wrong there.
No.
So, yeah, that's something that I'm going to be cringing over. But, yeah, that's my little prediction, his speech going wrong.
I predict there's a whole bunch of mess. So, in the commercial, we see Uncle Nino confronting Jen. I thought it was going to be like Angelina, because Angelina's one to be like, so, I heard you punch Ronnie in the face. Mm-hmm. So, I do predict that, I predict it's going to be super awkward because of Uncle Nino, and I think there's going to start a big fight with Jen and Ron.
Mm.
Not big where they're going to ruin the wedding, but I think it's going to be more drama.
Yeah.
See, I have a very weird feeling that we're not going to get the drama we're expecting with Jen. I don't know why. I just feel like they would have showed it more in the preview when Uncle Nino was confronting her about it, and all Jen was saying, what are you talking about?
How can she play dumb? No, I really don't understand how she actually can play dumb when it's all over the internet. It's not like you're at a normal family party and, so-and-so's girlfriend did this and you really don't know.
She knows, but she doesn't want to take the blame.
It's a game to her. She likes playing the villain.
The thing why I don't think Angelina is going to start anything with her is because, low-key, I wouldn't be surprised if Angelina is a little bit scared of her. Mm. Angelina seems like a very smart girl, and she knows when to pick her fights and when to not pick her fights.
Yeah.
And she knows that nothing really bad is going to happen if something happens between, her, JWoww, or her, or Snooki. But her and this other one,
Jen.
We've seen it.
Jen,
Ron is clear proof.
Exactly.
You could be missing teeth with her. Dragging on the car.
You never know what's going to happen.
A full-grown man knocking teeth out. That was one thing that I totally forgot to touch on in the episode, that Ronnie was missing teeth and they zoomed in and made music, and I was like, I would be so ashamed. Like, if I rewatched that and saw that, because Jen and Ron, like, watch it together sometimes, supposedly.
And can laugh.
Can you imagine, oh, look at that, that's when I, like, beat you up so that I punched your teeth out. Ha ha, love you, baby. Like, do you think this is what they do?
Yeah, and I think they have hot sex after that. And then literally fight after that. Because it's like, you're watching the show, she sees that everyone hates her and is talking about her. She sees what's happening, and I really think she and him enjoy it. And then he posts on social media, and, just, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Their relationship in a whole.
That's like a relationship nightmare.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of my predictions. I agree. I don't think that we're going to really see Jen drama, unfortunately. Yes, I'm upset about it, but I'm also not, because Mike is our baby, and we want him to have a great wedding. Like, I would genuinely, even though it's drama, I don't want to see the drama on Mike's wedding.
No.
Like, I genuinely don't want to see that.
We must protect Mike at all costs.
Exactly. He's about to go to jail. Like, you don't want to have that memory as you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. They're all on Ron spiral duty and on Jen watch. I think we all are, too, as viewers. We're like, no, let's not ruin this wedding day.
Yeah. I see one of the babies saying, like, aren't you that crazy girl that... I just see someone blurting something out.
Oh my god. Vinny's definitely gonna be awkward. I don't know if it's as awkward as they're playing it up to be. I'm excited about the dance. I think that Lauren's, I love what we just genuinely call her Lauren's, is probably gonna be like, I don't know, she doesn't know about it, right? Like, I think she's gonna be really confused and be, I think, like, and the girls, you could see they're like weirded out. They're like, what are these idiots doing?
They're like, ew, stop it.
But thank you guys so much for watching. We love you guys. We love your support. We love Jersey, so always be sure to tune in with us. Let us know where we can find you guys.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I'm DJ. You can find me on Instagram at DJ_Bollywood. Did I say Instagram?
Sorry, yeah.
Instagram. Okay, yeah. I'm at Instagram with a G. Thank you.
Guys, I am Nakia Monet, and I am so happy to be back on the Jersey Shore panel. Yay! Thank you for having me back. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And what's up, guys? I am Benny Adams. Stoked to be here every single week. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
And I'm Justine, and you can find me on Instagram at Justine Devanna. So be sure to tune in next week, and we will see you then.
See you guys
later.
Jersey.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.